What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another Dolphin Collective, the last one of the Miami Dolphins season. This is it. I'm gonna go, hopefully maybe go out with a bang, not go out limping. We'll see. But real quick, let's shout out the sponsors, starting with SeatGeek. Use the promo code FINS10. You get 10% off your first purchase. Use that for any concert, festival, game. Hey, you're going to the Miami Hurricanes game? Use that SeatGeek, baby. Use the SeatGeek. As well as Sleeper, check them out. Use the promo code HMA. You get $100, 100% up to $100. And last time I checked, they didn't have a lot for the Miami Dolphins Patriots game. Yeah, man, they have a lot for the Patriots. They have 3 for the Dolphins.
Yeah, they don't know if Jalen Waddle's playing. They don't know if Devon Achane is playing. Darren Waller just went on IR. What else? That's offensively.
Quinn Ewers, 194 and a half passing yards. Then they have Waddle, anytime touchdown, and they have Riley Patterson, 5.5 kicking points, more or less.
You're going to say 5.5 field goals. I was like,
they don't have any Jalen Wright numbers. No. What about Greg Dulcich?
That's what I call him. I call him Dulcich. His name. No, they got nothing. They got everything for the Patriots, though. Drake May, yeah. Hunter Henry, all that stuff. But yeah, no, not a lot for the Dolphins.
Maybe man,
it's the end of the year, and the Dolphins, like you said, don't have a lot playing. But looking at this game, you know, are they fighting? I guess we'll see if they're fighting for anything. But again, like you guys said, there a lot of players aren't playing right now. You know, we're probably not getting. You're not getting Achane. That's why they picked up the running back that we did, starting with TD.
No,
I already picked him up. He's not playing.
He's not playing. He just got poached, and it's a smart strategy. I would think that they are, if they don't put Minka Fitzpatrick on IR and poach somebody with that roster spot, they are just making a mistake.
So we'll get into it, because the first little note is about the overhaul, and are they preparing for that? Because I have a question about the poaching that they're doing, but I want to start with TD, and I want him to kind of give us his thoughts and opinions about this Patriot game. Is it something that they're fighting for? Is it more of the Patriots trying to fight for something? What's your thoughts on this game?
I believe both teams will go out trying to win. I think both teams have something on the line, one way more than the other. The Dolphins have their pride on the line, you know, trying to show that they can finish the season strong. Certain guys getting incentives. Quinn Ewers still auditioning. And guess what? Mike McDaniel's a further evaluation because I don't know, and we're going to talk about it, if he's as safe as we might have started to lean to, you know, but we'll see. But, yeah, man, they're playing for something. They're going to go out there and play their best ball that they can play, but you're going up against a good team, a team that's been, in my opinion, even though everybody talk about the schedule, I feel like they have been battle-tested. The few great teams that they play well. I think this is going to be a great game. Patriots coming for blood, and we're trying to see if we can go in there and survive.
I mean, the Dolphins have a very good chance to win this game because the Patriots quarterback completely sucks, very unproven, that Drake knows that. there's really no logical reason to think the Dolphins can pull out this game. Number one, they have just too many players missing. Could you catch New England scoreboard watching? Because they're dependent on Denver to get the number one seed, and the Chargers are not playing Justin Herbert. Very hard to believe that Denver is going to lose that game, which means New England can't get the number one seed. They'll already know if Jacksonville won the 1 o'clock game against Tennessee, which they probably will. So the Patriots will be playing for the number two seed. I will point out that the Dolphins in the past 10 years have had two instances where they really messed up New England with big upsets at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. 2015, it cost them the number one seed, and they wound up having to play at Denver in the AFC title game instead of Foxborough, and they got beat. And then in 2019, of course, remember Fitzpatrick, yep. Dickey, that cost the Patriots a bye. And the following week, they had to play a playoff game against Tennessee, got beat, and that was the end of the Tom Brady era. But having said all that, very, very hard for me to see a third occurrence of that happening. Again, too many key players are going to be missing for the Dolphins. The Patriots, they've been on a roll. I think they're going to play all out regardless of what's going on in the other games, and they're just a better team, even though I don't know that they're anywhere close to Super Bowl contention just yet, even though they're 13-3.
Omar?
Yeah. TD said one team has more to play for than the other, and I think that's the Dolphins team. They're playing for their coaches and their coaching staff. I don't think Mike has a chance if he finishes the season 7-10 to retain his job. But 8-9, back to status quo, baby. you got a chance. It's an argument you can sell, especially when you finish the season winning 7-10. We all know it's, you know, the same story over and over again. Why'd you start bad? Blah 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 blah. And yes, the blah 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 is the problem with the Miami Dolphins. However, I think they'll be highly motivated. Quinn is playing for his future. Theo Weiss is playing for his future. Jalen Wright is playing for his future. Malik Washington is playing for his future. And everybody on defense is praying for Bradley Chubb's $5.2 million, along with their future. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I really think the Dolphins should be motivated by the way they played the Patriots in the early game, because I felt like the Patriots snuck out of there with a victory, and they damn sure did.
Can I jump in and register my official objection to Omar's point? Unless the Dolphins get spankated to massive degrees, I don't think a loss cost Mike McDaniel his job.
So we heard, and are we talking about that? Kind of. So let's jump into it. Obviously, you know, we have Troy Aikman coming in, helping the team. You know, and somebody mentioned that they're going to possibly let the GM decide what happens with Tua and McDaniel. Is that a thing? I don't know if it was Tom Pelissero, if it was Cameron Wolf. I think it was Cameron Wolf kind of addressed that.
I think that is yet to be determined, undecided, but I don't think that Steve Ross is going into any coaching search with any mandates like you must keep this head coach, you must keep this quarterback. I think they're going into this period probably doing something that they haven't done before, which is just listen and be open-minded and hear what's the possibilities and what the vision is.
Do you think it's a little bit telling, and again, this is putting your tinfoil hat on and trying to read the tea leaves, that the last time Troy Aikman talked about the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel, he didn't have good things to say on Monday Night Football? connection?
It makes zero difference.
He was supposedly hired 2 weeks before he called that game. But if I'm working for somebody, or even as a consultant, because I'm really not working for him, I'm just giving him advice, and I see that was a colossal. I don't know if I've heard a coach more criticized in Dolphins history than that, and we've had some pretty bad coaches. Now, in fairness to Mike, I understand why he wasn't running a hurry up. It's not for public consumption. Obviously, so you see why the quarterback got benched. Mm-hmm. But it was a bad look. Now, do I think, and I stand on this, nobody has fought me on it. Even if they fought me on it, I'd still stand on it. While Mike might say Quinn Ewers, he just felt like Quinn Ewers gave the team the best chance to win the game. Let's not pretend like he didn't have a conversation with Steve Ross, who might have had a conversation with Troy Aikman or might have heard that broadcast and asked him, why the hell weren't we running a hurry up? And then the answer was, well, Tua's arm can't really execute that kind of offense, that kind of pace. And was the then follow-up question was then, why is he playing? And voila, we're here we are.
Or there was a conversation had, and it was told to Mike McDaniel that now that you are safe and now that the team is out of playoff contention, why don't you take a look at your rookie seventh round pick to see what you might have in the future?
I would probably go with the latter.
The latter?
Former. What Omar said. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Alan.
Shout out to it. That's why you're gonna go with that.
No, Alan. I've been paying attention to your demeanor on this for weeks now. You kind of feel real good about McDaniel being here next year. I used to be there with you, but now I'm kind of like 99% off of that.
They publicly put out word. Yo, all this talk about Mike being safe. Yeah. Slow that down. Chill that out. But
well, that was just Schefter. Rappaport was the other way. So
I will acknowledge that Poupard is ultra. Mike has been ultra confident, and it's very apparent. And maybe he had a conversation that let him know, you say big dog. But
maybe he's taking the adversity as opportunity approach.
He's taking the next man up mentality.
So a guy is stuttering and stammering for 3 years, and all of a sudden it stops just because.
When Ewers got him talking straight.
Well, that kind of goes.
He started talking straight before Quinn Ewers.
That kind of goes into our first topic, and are they doing a full overhaul? And this is what I wanted to kind of ask you guys, right? They poached some players, they poached a quarterback, and all that stuff. Do you poach players if there's that uncertainty you'll be back next year?
Yeah, you do. You got the GM job. You should be doing the GM job.
You're working until you're out the door.
Yeah, working until you're out the door. And you don't know what that man's contract is. He might be back here in some capacity, some role. Marvin Allen might be back here in some capacity in some role. They're weirdly trying to say or weirdly trying to put it out there that they're doing a three-prong structure, which they've done in the past before. Philbin, Hickey, Don. They've done it before. Mm. So this ain't new. And Shore is gonna have some role, which is cool, whatever. As long as he ain't evaluating players and drafting people. The coach has some power, say, whatever. And then the general manager, who's going to be a talent evaluator, which thank God that's what the word is, talent evaluator.
Can I jump in for a second? I do find it very interesting, though, that the Dolphins poached a quarterback who the Raiders didn't deem good enough to put on their 53, to not expose him to getting poached, number one. And number two, if you check the scouting report on the dude, he is a prototypical West Coast offense quarterback, which kind of fits into the Mike McDaniel mold, which would suggest why would you bother if there was no sort of possibility / guarantee that he's back in 2026.
Hold on. Let me counter that by saying...
Counter.
Right now, you only have one quarterback who's going to be here in the offseason, one quarterback who's going to be throwing to the Tyreek Hills of the world who are rehabbing, and that is that before Cam Miller got on the roster, that would be Quinn Ewers.
How about Tua?
Tua ain't doing doo-doo. And Zach Wilson, I think I saw him pack up his stuff today. Like, they out in 5,000, baby.
I did think it was interesting, though, when they interviewed the new quarterback. He said precisely all the Mike McDaniel things. Mm. Like, they asked, what do you bring to the table? What's your strengths? He was like, well, I don't have a cannon of an arm, first thing he said, but I do have timing and precision to get the ball there. Make I'm like, oh, man. Are you sure this ain't a Mike McDaniel? Hey, go get him.
Mm.
He lost me. He lost me. I don't have a big arm.
The armchair queen was like, be gone, peasant.
The judgy bastard was out.
Right now, it's what? Marino, it's Brandon Shore, it's Aikman. Anyone else that I'm missing besides Stephen Ross?
Probably Garfinkel.
Danny Sillman. I believe I have his name correctly. Stephen Ross's son-in-law.
Okay. Anyone else should be added? Because, you know, we've talked about before, Omar's wrote, written articles about it, adding Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, all that stuff. Should anyone else be added? You know, I was happy they brought in Troy Aikman. It was kind of what we were talking about in the aspect of getting a different perspective on things.
I genuinely do believe that somebody else should be added. Somebody that knows Miami, knows the culture. Troy Aikman don't know crap about Miami.
Well, I threw out this hypothesis in the media room today that maybe the Dolphins got to Troy Aikman after first reaching out to maybe Jimmy Johnson.
Mm.
Done this before, and maybe Jimmy Johnson said, "You know what? I'm enjoying my time in the Keys. No, thanks, but no thanks. But you know what? Troy would be good for this."
So y'all gonna have to help me out here and remove my ignorance. I'm serious here. What's the purpose of him coming in?
He's got contacts. He's got knowledge. He could pick up the phone and call somebody. They should have always had a consultant. If you had had a consultant, you wouldn't have lost draft picks for tampering with Sean Payton because you let the consultant do that. Mm-hmm. And you don't do that.
So is there a track record that I'm unaware of, though? Because this is all new to me.
What do you mean?
It's been done before, but by other teams.
He's worked with this team. This is
other guys have done that. And TD, here's the thing. It's also an outsider's look at your operation.
See, but here's the thing. He's not here. He has not been here. He has not looked at the operation. So I'm if that were the case, and maybe that's where Champ Kelly comes in, and he will get an interview as well. I don't mean to dismiss it, but Champ Kelly came in as an outsider and looked at the operation, so he can point out where there are holes and there are concerns. However, Aikman can't, and
that's what I just
thought. I think that he is mainly being used for his contacts. He can get on the horn with executives and find out who are really the, because there are people who are really the talent evaluators for organizations. Like Alonzo Highsmith is really the talent evaluator for the New England Patriots.
So he can find out the hidden gems that the front office don't was hiding people for a while.
But yeah, I mean, there are people who get hidden in the NFL. But my point is, will they hire one? I highly doubt that. That's just not. That's, you know, and maybe they're trying to do, from what I hear, they're trying to do things differently because it hasn't worked the way that they've done it, which is 100% accurate. Now, what kind of the problem I have is, what do they say? Leopard don't change his stripes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cheetah don't change his spots or something. I don't know.
Cheetah don't change his spots.
Yeah. Zebra doesn't lose his stripes. I don't know. Whatever the saying is, it's, you know. You know who these guys are. The question
this is why when they sit down and have the conversation and reviewing the guys, and this is what I mentioned, if you have somebody from the outside, you're going to be like, guys, this is what you've done before. That hasn't worked. This is my view, and this might be different than everything they've always heard.
Just another opinion in the building that's been around, has some people. So last question, Dan Marino, what is he doing, and what has I'm just trying to figure, is it just like, hey, that's our guy? I mean, I'm just being honest. I want to know. I'm curious.
We're both
passing. Hey, I don't want no smoke. So, Pufar,
this as politely as possible. Understand his title is advisor to the vice chairman, president, CEO, Tom Garfinkel. That's his title. Okay. Tom Garfinkel is not involved or very much involved in football operations. Is it totally out of line to suggest, Omar, if I get the smoke?
Is Garfinkel the money, though?
Yeah, yes, it's not far out of line to suggest that Dan Marino's position is kind of sort of as an ambassador.
Mm.
Okay.
Or shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah.
Mwah.
So am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. He used to be at practice all the time.
Correct.
I have not seen him in quite a while.
Okay.
That's why when I hear a lot of people be like, oh, we should hire Marino as the GM, it's like, it's the same thing about this people who want to hire Shula's grandson as our new head coach. if they don't do the job, then you are the guy who fired Dan Marino, or you're the guy who, you know, you got that stigma, and that's why Marino.
Guys, history lesson. You do know Dan Marino was hired as general manager. It lasted 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. He was like,
yeah, that's me. That's too much work. No, I'm good. Thanks.
I have heard, and I will not elaborate, that that wasn't the full story, but he's allowed it to perpetuate.
Oh, he should be free to set the record straight. But
I don't think, well, the man is dead. So.
That to do with his dad?
No.
Oh.
Huizinga.
Okay.
I have not verified this story, but it comes from a pretty good source. And that wasn't the full story. Like, all this work, I don't want to do this. No, that wasn't it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would rather have that conversation with Dan. Mm. And maybe one day I will have that. But that story about, oh, this is a lot of work, I don't want to do that. I've thought that for a decade, mm-hmm. for decades. And then I learned when I wrote something about Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas being hired in this organization as football people, because they clearly don't have anybody in the organization. And I took shots at Dan. The record was set straight for me. And mm-hmm. I respect that, and I respect the person that it came from. So, you know, hey, and Dan has never really addressed it.
Correct. It's just what was out there. And then I'm not, again, I didn't mean to present it as fact. That's what was out there.
Yeah.
And if you're watching this show, hit the like button right now. This is the beauty of the show. I never knew this man was a general manager for 2 weeks.
You didn't know he was a general manager?
Yeah, I remember it was brief. It was kind of like when Bill Belichick was the Jets head coach. It was very brief.
What year was this?
It was 2004. Is that whole crazy year where they hired an offensive coordinator. He quit not long after. Ricky dropped right before training camp. It was 2004.
Man, I was 19. I was chasing girls.
There you go. Back to the game on Sunday. We'll kind of, you know, talk a little bit and then give our score prediction. But, you know, I talked about this, Tuesday, you know, a win here. Now, I'm still in the mindset that, you know, if we get blown out, and you can tell me if my score prediction is a blowout or not. I think if we get blown out, I think, you know, it's that last bitter taste in Stephen Ross's mouth. And I think, you know, I'm happy that they're not. It seems like they're not going to make a coaching decision Sunday night, being that they're talking about going out and doing a GM search and everything. So it won't be this instant, you know, thing of me making a video talking about firing Mike McDaniel, and then an hour later he comes out with a letter saying that they're not going to. I literally was steaming mad about it, and I was like, he's got to go. There's no way you can bring back Mike McDaniel, blah, blah, blah. Then I edited it, I uploaded it, and then I looked at my phone an hour later, and I had to go downstairs and make a video. Like, are you kidding me? But I see the Dolphins losing 35-14. I think they're going to get blown out, especially because of how many players are probably not going to play. Mike McDaniel's doing the conservative thing, as he should. You know, they don't have much to play for. Obviously, we'll talk about Bradley Chubb in a few minutes. But, you know, I think you get blown out like that, and all of a sudden their backups come in and stuff, I think he gets fired. But I think they wait for the new GM to come in to make that decision. But TD, I'll start with you. What's your thoughts on the game? Is this a must win? And what's your score prediction?
Must win, really?
Or what is it? Not a must win, but a win. What does it mean?
The Dolphins gonna win this game. The Dolphins are about to beat the New England Patriots. It's gonna be like maybe like 31-24. It's gonna come down to the wire. Quinn Ewers is gonna be seen as, yeah, we gotta move forward with this guy. Mm-hmm. And Mike McDaniel still ain't gonna save his job. I think he's gone. But yeah. I got us winning this game. I got us running the football. There's no difference there. I don't see the main difference. People say, well, Darren Waller's out now. Well, Darren Waller didn't play the first time we played them. And we got a better quarterback playing now than the first time we played them. So I think we're going to make this a game.
I nodded that one.
Yeah, you nodded.
I got a little nod happy. Nah, take that nod back.
Hey, Quinn is confident. Quinn's feeling good. And Quinn got some competition in the building this week. Oh, he going to light it up. Yeah. Hey, that's competition that they bringing in on your level, right?
Yeah, sure. Cam Miller is going to play. He's going to join the team.
Oh, actually, he was drafted in the same round.
Thank you.
Hey, he was drafted earlier, wasn't he?
What round was he drafted?
I got to look that up now.
I believe.
Sixth round. Oh, yeah.
That was the quarterback they really wanted. Nah.
They try to replace
him. They settled for you.
Quarterback competition in the building. So it should
be. I do want to say this because this has been told to me. And I went to the Orange Bowl to look at Dante Moore in person and was not impressed at all. He stares down his receivers consistently. Cannon arm, could throw from different launch points, can throw accurately on the move, but he can't read the defense.
And
people are saying he's the number one pick. Mendoza now, I don't think there's even a debate or a conversation. The Alabama quarterback.
No thanks.
But the point I'm making is, and this is along the lines of the question I asked Quinn, like, why did you come into the draft when you could have made real money, more money in the NFL, in college football, and you could have showcased yourself? Obviously, he didn't want to come. He knew the situation with Manning because Manning was making more than him, wanted to end his career. He said he wanted to end his career as a Texans, even though I know he was offered $2 million. And what I'm being told is a lot of people believe that if Quinn had stayed another year and played and showcased himself, he probably would be higher rated than a lot of these quarterbacks that we're sitting here debating and discussing as first round picks. And I'm not selling you nothing. I'm not telling you the gospel. Y'all know how I feel about Quinn Ewers. I liked him in training camp, but do I feel like he's a starter? I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Has he not already impressed y'all a little?
No. Not really? I don't judge a quarterback until after their five games on them and defenses have a book. Mike McDaniel talked about it today. Once defenses have a book on you, they're going to take away what you like, and then you got to adjust. Until I know if they can adjust, I'm not singing your praise. I'm not telling you how bad you are unless you're John Beck. And it's just.
Damn. John Beck catching a stray. Guy hasn't played for 15 years.
What's your score prediction on this game? And do you think a win changes it?
I had it pretty close. And by the way, I do want to point out, TD, be fair, Tua actually played a good game against New England in week two.
Two interception.
Can I finish? Hold on. The problem was at the end, they had two drives, down one score, and they didn't deliver. And that was part of the problem with Tua. What is going on here? What's the
happy birthday?
I know I didn't do anything. That was part of the problem with Tua early on. There were certain games where he played well. It didn't get done at the end. That was one of them. Also, Dolphins had Tyreek Hill in that game. They didn't have Waller, but they had Tyreek Hill. That makes a little bit of a difference.
We were in the fourth quarter, down by three, and he threw a pick.
Did I not say he didn't come through at the end in the last two drives? That was one of the ones.
He's saying a good game.
Yeah, he threw for 315 yards, two touchdowns, and for the most part, stats aside, he was very good. Give the man his due when it's due.
Saying, Alan, is Quinn's going to be better. That's it. You're
being unfair. Okay.
Quinn is not going to perform better than that. Sorry.
Yeah, he is.
You want to see? No, he's not.
Well, we'll find.
He's with what weapons?
What weapons he had last week?
Greg Dulcich, not Dulcich, Dulcich.
Dulcich.
Light it up. Jalen Wright, who always balls out when Achane doesn't play, is going to ball out again. I have it fairly close. Dolphins coming up short. They're not good enough to match with New England just yet. My final score I had was 26-20.
Omar, did you give a score prediction?
24-20 and Patriots. Give me a Dolphins team without Achane. I give you a Dolphins team I don't like.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Final. Bradley Chubb, $5 million bonus. Will he get it? Now, they are 21st ranked in scoring.
21st ranked. All the defense has to do is allow 3 less points than the Atlanta Falcons.
Who played the New Orleans Saints.
Who
apparently, from what I saw, are going to sit out or had a whole bunch of frontline players not practicing. They're not – no Alvin Kamara, probably no Chris Olave. I don't know if what they're doing.
They're tanking for draft picks, which is what everybody's doing at this point, apparently. If the NFL hasn't realized any lottery, and I know people feel like it will just rig conspiracy. How about you do a lottery in front of us? Like, that's the one thing I hate about the NBA. Let me see the lottery. And then maybe I won't believe it's rigged. Like, they show us the lotto. You can't show us the lottery? Like, come on, man. But the NFL, come on, man. How many? It's about 10 teams trying to lose strategically. And it's not even a great draft. Like, why? We already know who's getting Mendoza.
Raiders.
Why are you trying to tank? Everybody's strategically not positioning themselves to win. Why?
And if you want to tank, you want the Saints to win versus the Falcons, because then if the Saints, the Chiefs, and the Bengals win, Miami loses, Miami gets the 8th overall pick. Puts them a little closer. What, 11 spots closer? 11, 3 spots closer from, where are they, 11 right now?
They're 11 right now.
I want Rupa Bay now.
We will see.
Oh, you come around. Omar's come around. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I've always liked him, but I felt like his athleticism was going to make him drop. And when they start looking at, that's why he better not work out at the combine. He better not do nothing. Like, fake it. I got a hamstring injury. I got something I can't. I strain my groin.
Pretty athletic against Ohio State.
He looked pretty forceful against Ohio State.
Oh, no, that bend around the corner that didn't look like Cam Wake too much at times.
Oh, no. We're not going to do that.
We're going to do that when he got under the right tackle a couple of times. That didn't look like Cam Wake.
That right tackle was trash. So was the left tackle. They just beat them to tar. But anyway, I think this team doesn't have a 3-4 defensive end. Mm-hmm. He would absolutely fit in perfectly in this scheme.
But I think that's why people are tanking, Omar. It's not just the quarterback. I think that's why people are tanking. It's not just the quarterback. There's a lot of quality like guys like that in this draft.
A safety, a linebacker, a receiver, and Bain. And I heard Mazador is a top 10 pick. I'd love to see somebody select the right tackle of the top 10 pick.
David Bailey from Texas Tech. Mm. He's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State's got a couple of ballers on defense.
Everybody want one of those guys.
Real quick, I do want to get your guys' college football predictions real quick because we're down to the final four. Ole Miss or the U?
There's your answer.
I'm with you guys. Oregon, Dante Moore versus Fernando Mendoza.
I think it's Indiana. It's not just Fernando. He's good, but that team is stacked, baby.
Yeah.
Do you know that their coach has a contract that pays him? Where is my paper? Cignetti. 8 years, $93 million, $11.6 million a year.
There's a reason.
Like, you can't even afford him if you're Steve Ross. Like, damn.
I think Indiana's going to spank him.
So an Indiana-Miami championship.
Fernando Mendoza back at Hard Rock, back in Miami.
Wow. Facing his college team that he should have went to.
I heard that his dad wouldn't have let him go there.
And that's too much of a party school.
No, his dad didn't want him to have the pressure of. I don't know if
I this feel is, that. Yeah, no, I
this
feel
is,
that.
It, this is like can be proven, but I heard that Miami allegedly wanted him. You know how history, revisionist history,
Yeah.
And Miami allegedly wanted him, but his dad wouldn't let him come here. I don't know if this is true or not, but it comes from a pretty good information source.
Interesting. Interesting. We have 1,000 people watching us right now. Be sure to hit that like button. Only 352 likes. We are at 10,400 subscribers. We are growing very, very fast. Let's get to these donations. Garp Gump, our man, said New England, despite having a top rated D, 19th in rushing EPA. These numbers, let's just put an asterisk next to them. That's all I'm going to say. Let's just put a little bit of an asterisk next to this top rated defensive numbers and top rated these numbers, because who have they faced? List the quarterbacks that they faced. You can't really go off these numbers.
They're still 13-3.
But yeah, we got to run the ball. Help the rookie
out.
Can you
imagine the Patriots being 14 wins in a second year for rebuild?
Oh, hold on. The Patriots can tie an NFL record for the biggest one-year turnaround of plus 10 wins. They would tie the 1999 Indianapolis Colts and another team. Come on, everybody.
2008 Miami Dolphins.
Thank you.
So I got a stat for you. Combined opponents record, 0.38. The lowest all time.
Well, they also made it the lowest, too.
Well, yeah, that is true. 2007 Seahawks, 0.414. 2010 Chiefs, 0.414. And the 2023 Falcons, 0.418. They got an easy schedule. I'm not going to knock them. You play who's in front of you. But
21 Chiefs won a Super Bowl, all right?
Yeah.
A lot of teams got to that he called out got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
21 Bengals won. Rams won the Super Bowl.
But, yeah, you got a pretty cakewalk of a schedule. Flicks Shorts says, the U back, baby. Omar, don't go to any of the games ever. Every game you went to, we lost. At least Miami has one team that is violent and physical.
They are indeed violent and physical.
Love it.
And I like that secondary, too. That safety who's supposedly 25 years old. Come on down in the third day.
Which one are you talking about? Scott? You talking about Scott?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
25 years old.
He's 25 years old. He went to Auburn, and I don't know. You know how this
college. If you keep transferring, how long can you play until they're like, stop playing? You're a man. You're a grown man. I think this
is the last group that get like an extra year because of COVID, but yeah.
Dude, they had a tight end last year who played like nine years. Years. Mm-hmm.
What was this, NFL? Jeez Louise.
Formic, his name was.
Gubrup says Gordon will improve his 3.1 yards per carry average with Achan out. We'll see. I think Jalen Wright might get a
Jalen Wright, like you wouldn't believe.
That jump cut he did on that 30-something yard run was nasty. He broke like three guys. It was really good. Damien with the big $20 donation said, for Chubb's incentives to lock in, is having your team's defense be in the top 20 of scoring at a low bar? It seems mediocre to me, which is what this team always is. Great show, fellas.
What do you think? An agent will allow you to make the metric a high bar, top 10?
Top five.
Yeah. I mean, when I tell you that Chubb's contract, man, that thing is ridiculously very Chubb friendly. He's going to walk away with at least, I think I have it written down, $10.9 or $11 million.
If.
That's without the incentives. He walks away. He got an $8 million. Let me read it to you. He got Chubb's contract. Give me one second.
While he's looking that up, but Alan, you may know this.
$8.7 million signing bonus. $8.7 million bonus. He's got a 1.25 salary. He's got $2.2 million in per game roster bonuses, which gives him basically pays him $130,000 for every game he plays. He ain't take no serious pay cut. Chubb is clearing a lot of money. And I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
you know.
Do you count when it comes to the money, do they count incentives into the salary cap before they're earned?
The what they believe is achievable, and then the ones that aren't achievable are added later.
Likely to be earned and not and unlikely to be earned.
Yes.
And it's based on what the player has done before.
Interesting. Gunster said, Doug, congratulations on your baby boy. Daniel Raymond Tagovailoa, do wrong. It has a beautiful ring to it.
Put that on that baby.
How dare you, sir?
You named the baby Tagovailoa.
What happened?
They just playing, right? You put your baby.
No, down. Are you kidding me?
I'm just making sure.
My wife would kill me.
Tua's not a bad name.
Throw a Tagovailoa on there. Get out of here. RS becoming a member. Shout out to you. Gunster also says, Omar, with 2 days left in the Dolphin season, there's still time for you to ask Daniel Brunskill how heavy his package is. Man, this guy's on a roll.
Oh, that's classic. That's classic right there.
This guy, I'm calling this guy Butter from now. He's on a roll. Jeez Louise. Smarty Jams said, with a big tenor, said, Waddle went out for his ribs and came back into the game, costing a lot of gamblers money in that last game. If he misses the game Sunday, I'm convinced he is pouting / on strike because of Tua's benching.
No.
Waddle ain't like that.
No. Waddle ain't like that. And honestly, I don't know if I told y'all or not after the game where he kind of hinted at the changes need to be made. And that was what I knew.
Interesting.
Waddle's excited about the change, by the way.
I don't know if excited is the right word.
He's excited about the change.
I think we're excited about the change.
You can't put that on him.
It's D Griff said, oh, you've been saying Ross should throw his weight more since he would have been right in past cases. If that's true, maybe he's right if he keeps Mike.
He's never been right about coaches, though.
That is true. He kept Joe Philbin in next year.
He's made very horrible mistakes in hiring.
The Foo family, big $20 donation. If Shula was alive right now, would he be team keep McDaniel or fire everyone?
He'd be team keep McDaniel because all his old school players are absolutely hate McDaniel because he's a softie in their mind. And Mike is a softie.
He'd be team fire everyone.
Yeah.
Garbump said, fellas, Reuben Bain, Miami, or Keldrick Falk, Auburn, the end.
I don't know that Mr. Falk, but.
I do. Bain. I love that motor. It's violent and it don't stop.
He's a baller. Ian
says, the hair's popping. Looking good, Alan.
Oh, thanks, Ian.
Miami Hustlin said, the last time Miami hired a coach from Baltimore, we won a Super Bowl. Just saying.
Don Shula.
Yeah.
A head coach.
Wasn't Cam Cameron from Baltimore?
No, he was from San Diego.
Offensive coordinator.
He went to Baltimore afterwards.
Garp said quarterback Trinidad Chambliss with our last third round pick.
I like him. I don't like to admit that I like him because I keep getting, you know, I'm being burned by liking small quarterbacks. I definitely don't want to like small quarterbacks, but I like him.
There you go. Philip, becoming a member. Appreciate you, my man. Garp Gump said Caleb Downs or David Bailey Edge. I'm not even in that mindset now. So you're
I'm not drafting a safety that high. I don't care if you got to be Ed Reed.
David Bailey's a baller.
Panama Jack said, am I the only one that was happy we drafted Ted Ginn Jr.? His family
was happy.
I think we're happy we drafted him. I just think we not so high.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Like, the fan base wanted Brady because of their quarterback trauma, which clearly has quadrupled since.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you eventually got Brady Quinn. And he was the worst quarterback I have ever seen at Dolphins practice. the worst.
Said just checking to make sure TD reached out to Troy regarding the new GM job. Don't let us down, TD.
You know, so I'm gonna call, man.
Went straight to voicemail. Ian said, I really want to win, but it shouldn't mean anything for McDaniel. Fire him. Get moving on a real GM who can find you a quarterback like May. Right, Omar?
Yeah.
Like May.
You need a quarterback like May. You do.
Oh, proud of you, Omar. I'm proud of you.
We all four of us want scorched earth. We want McDaniel gone, and that's all what four of us want. Again, I got to reiterate this. I got to, you know, I help out Omar. I help out TD. I'm going to help out Alan. It's not what he wants, guys. It's what he thinks is going to happen.
And it's not that I don't like Mike. I do like
Mike. We do. Everybody likes Mike.
He's a great guy.
And it's not that I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't.
He's a great offensive
coach. Not that I disagree with his approach or philosophies. I don't. I actually agree with them. I just think that this organization needs a colonic. It just needs it needs a cleanse. Just
and there you go.
It just needs a cleanse. I'm sorry. It does.
Yeah, great. Brian with a big $20 donation. We appreciate you, bud. Noel B gifted 5 memberships. I don't know if I could scroll back far enough to see. Yes, I can. Flamingo Boot, Dr. Pooper, funny name. Cameron Brown, Hollywood, DD, South Cal, and Utah Finn Fan all got memberships.
Members, sound off in the chat.
1,000, I mean, 101,000 watching now. So
1,100.
Hit that like button, guys. Yeah. Gary said, what's up with Tyreek? Go ahead. Tell it, TD.
Tyreek's rehab, according to sources, close to the situation, is doing very well right now. They're excited about his future. He definitely wants to stay in Miami, from what I know. But, you know, that's if certain things happen, which looks like they've already happened. Hey man, Tyreek's excited to get back, and hopefully he can work something out with the Dolphins to be back. Stop, Alan.
Certain things happen that have already happened. Stop, Alan.
Okay, call him it. I invoke, I let you use my phrase. Go ahead.
Confidence.
Hey, call him a judgy bastard with the face.
Tyreek is going to have to take a massive pay reduction. Not even half. And he's going to have to prove himself all over again.
Is he walking yet?
Yeah, he's dancing. He's having fun.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on his feet, doing little dance moves. Family's happy about that. You know, he's moving in the right direction based off of, you know, what's being said. So,
okay.
I want him back with a play cut. I want to see him with certain people.
But is he going to be the same guy with certain people?
So you don't know. We got to wait to see that.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know what he's going to look like. And I'm not doubting Tyreek. I like Tyreek. I want the best for Tyreek. I understand why it's important for him to be here. He's got a kid here. I'm trapped here too. It's, you know, you do what you got to do for your family. I mean, I know Tyreek has 10 kids, but you know.
No B said, are we in throw quarterbacks against the wall to see one stick mode?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think low key they know yours is as good as Brady.
They know you. They know. Oh, baby.
You caught Omar right. His brain was like, "What?"
Y'all learn.
There is a lot of confidence, a lot of belief in Quinn. The arm is there, the moxie's there.
Yeah,
you just got to see if it has staying power. If he loses this, and I gotta say, I don't think I've ever sat down and listened to him early until this week. Like, I've popped in at some press conferences after games. He has a presence to him, and not everybody has a presence to him. Chad Haney damn sure didn't have a presence to him. Ryan Tannehill damn sure didn't have a presence to him.
Keep going.
Don't you do it.
Anyway, Damian said,
don't you do it.
I didn't mention any names.
I missed that one out.
Damian asked, why would a GM want to be forced Mike McDaniel? I think that's where what Cameron Wolf said comes into play with, you know, let the GM decide on what happens with McDaniel.
One of 32 jobs.
I know, but the best one, if you have the opportunity to get the best candidate, you kind of don't want to handcuff him. You ready for some bright red, guys? Bam.
Whoa, nice. Kelly.
Yeah. LA. Jeez Louise with the $100 donation.
There we go.
Thank you guys for a great season. The only enjoyable thing about it, this lackluster BS season. We appreciate you and that incredibly.
Jim Kelly murder account.
Garp Gump even said, way to go, Kelly. Amaze balls, fins up. Dr. Pooper said, someone's kid has a great voice. I keep telling her, I'm like, can you? She's over there playing with the Rubik's Cube. She now has a hat on.
Go get it.
Gotta keep her distracted. SM Fins with the tour, appreciate you. B Kenny with the fiver says, how about Duke's quarterback Mensa or nicking the tires on Will Levis? Nicking the
tires on Will Levis. I actually don't mind that. Will Levis has an arm. There's going to be a lot of scenarios. You could do Baker Mayfield. Could do your show.
You think I would have done that 4 years ago?
Just hear me out. There's a possibility Shador Sanders could be on the trading block. You don't know what happens there. There could be a lot of quarter. Geno Smith can be, it can be had. You have Kyler Murray. A lot of quarterbacks could be had, man.
You got, I don't know, Chad Henne, Cleo Lemon. By the way, Mets are supposed to go
Rosenfeld,
Kurt be out there.
Two things. Mensa is going back to Duke per
when
report.
You put up your balloon.
And Omar, since you're captain, captain passer rating. You know what Shadur Sanders' passer rating is?
Stop, man. Stop.
Please tell me, because I haven't paid attention.
Doo-doo.
It don't matter when it's right receivers throwing.
Does he win?
No. Omar, 68.5.
68. His wide receivers throwing picks every game, right?
I really haven't looked at his numbers. I lost the Shadur Sanders fascination. He's 2-4.
It's called the eye test, because I know another quarterback with a very high passer rating most of his career, and he on the bench as an emergency quarterback right now.
Anyway, SM Finn said, what's your thoughts on the Ole Miss quarterback?
Doug's like...
You like the Ole Miss quarterback, guys?
I do. That's
that's little man. Teeny tiny. Garp Gump said, should Quinn start next season? I want team mullets. Competition. Whoever we have a legit competition.
Even Tua?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll ride now, the
pine. That's organizational malpractice.
Yeah.
Backwards like that,
whoever wins.
Yep. Brian Doherty with the $20 donation said, is there no one in this collective who wants to ride the lightning, throw the grenade, run with the bulls, and hire Gruden? Just get the juice going.
I'm not opposed. Really.
Whatever owner allows him to come back in the league is going to be the rogue owner of the NFL, and that is not going to be Steve Ross.
Should be. He won the lawsuit, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
He won the right for it to go to trial. Right?
I think Brian Flores is back as a head coach in the league before Gruden gets in back as a head coach.
Garp Gun says only if Tua wears a mullet should he be the starting quarterback.
Tua has a he's crazy, really. It's like a mohawk now.
Well, he's had a lot of hairstyles this season.
Yeah, I mean, he had hairstyles last season too. So
damn, happy Evelyn calling TD a bandwagon Canes fan.
Ooh, ouch.
Wow.
That's not true. I know TD was repping.
Born and raised. Now, I ain't going to lie. For about 15 years, I've been peeking like, y'all all right again? Nah, y'all still ain't all right.
How do you everyone like to throw shade around? I was worn, just ignoring.
Yeah, he hasn't worn that hat probably in 20 years.
No, Alan, that's funny you say that. I haven't worn this hat in probably that long. But I dug it out. I said, well, my King's hat is so...
Gargoyle said, kidding, fellas. Thanks again. No problem, bud. And then Birthday Salami says, once Tua started talking too much, his play coincidentally went down. Ford emerged like a phoenix from the Tua / Finn's hit job. That's not why Flores was fired. Everyone likes to associate like him and Tua. And
yeah,
Tua's
the reason. Nah, Flores was insubordinate. And difficult to work with.
Play well with others.
Yeah,
did but not might have been well. Right.
Huh?
But might have been right with his insubordination. If
you know what I found very interesting, and Poupard can chime in on this. Back in the 2020 season, when did Flores put Ryan Fitzpatrick into the game?
When did he put him to the game? Wait, you're talking about the two times he benched Tua?
Yeah. Raiders.
He did against Denver, and he did against the Raiders.
Hurry up offense.
No, dude, it was after halftime in both cases. It was at halftime. And against Denver, it's because the offensive line couldn't handle the Broncos' pass rush, and Tua was overwhelmed. And against the Raiders, it's because Tua had 23 completions for 67 yards.
But it was also we needed a sense of urgency in those games. We needed to move those balls. We were down. In those games,
it wasn't big in either one of those games.
By the way, we were. I thought we were down. It was one that we were down, and he brought us back, and we lost at the end because we ran out of time as well. Where he benched,
he threw an interception against the Broncos that lost.
Threw a pick in the end zone against Denver.
And then the Raiders game, he threw the face mask Hail Mary that.
But we were down in those games, fighting to come back, in which we were coming back.
They were down 13-6 at halftime against the Raiders, which is not like. And then Denver was. Have the right game here? Nope. 11. Against Denver, they were down 13-10 at halftime.
Nope. Birthday Salami wants to know: has Tua had more hairstyles or picks this season? Sharp jump like that one. He said Salami for the win.
I'm sorry, Salami for the win.
Picks. To answer your question,
we are gonna get out of here. We appreciate all 1150 of you guys watching. Be sure to hit that like button on your way out. We will be back Tuesday for our year review of the 2025 Miami Dolphins season.
We'll be talking about people being fired.
Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about Tuesday. Come back. Don't leave us. We will miss you. I'm losing it. And just distracted the crap out of me. Go check out Omar Kelly on the Miami Herald, L. Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI, TDFinstalk, YouTube.com/TDFinstalk, and me on YouTube.com/UglyDoWrong. We will see you Tuesday with a victory, with a firing. We'll see. But we are out. Peace.